Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of a person loving his brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should he tell a person? What one person should tell another person to express his love for him? And also what a person should reply to someone, what words he should use to reply to someone who's expressing his love for him. An Anas radiallahu anhu anna rajulan kana inda an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فمر رجل به فقال يا رسول الله إني لأحب هذا فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعلمته قال لا قال أعلمه فلحقه فقال إني أحبك في الله فقال أحبك الذي أحببتني له رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Anas رضي الله عنه narrates that a man was sitting near Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when another person passed by him. So this one person was sitting near Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and another person passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the seated man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love this person." So as he was sitting close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this person passed. So he told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this person that passed, I love him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alaihi salatu wasallam said that, have you informed him? You're telling me, in other words, you're telling me that you love him, but have you told him that you love him? So the man went to him. Immediately the man got the picture, the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He understood what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling him. So he went up to that person and he said, I love you for the sake of Allah. Look, inni uhibbuka fillah, that I love you for the sake of Allah ta'ala. The man replied, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. May Allah Ta'ala, for whose sake you love me, love you as well. Now this is the reply you give to that person that tells you, أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ, that I love you for the sake of Allah. This is the reply you're supposed to give that person. أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. May Allah Ta'ala, for whose sake you love me, love you as well. Now look at the situation, look at the atmosphere of love that was created by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yesterday we did the hadith where Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took the hand of Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, was a young man. He took his hand, he held his hand, he said, Wallahi, inni la uhibbuk, I take an oath in Allah that I love you. For the sake of Allah, I love you. And imagine how nice he must have felt when the Nabi of Allah ta'ala is telling him, Wallahi, inni la uhibbuk, in Arabic, inni is for emphasis of matter. And that lam that's coming before that verb also, la uhibbuk, is also for emphasis of matter. Emphasis upon emphasis to show how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing his love for another sahabi. And then he tells him that, I give you some advice. This advice I'm giving you, don't ever leave out after the faraz salah. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, you assist me in making your zikr. In other words, even your zikr, such a simple thing, your remembrance, I can't remember you without you assisting me. Oh Allah, you assist me in making your shukr. Even the shukr that I make to you, I can't make without you assisting me to make shukr. And oh Allah, you assist me in worshipping you in the most excellent manner. So he gave this advice to Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. And before that we did the hadith that when Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was in Damascus, then Abu Idris al-Khulani rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I went up to him, and when I went up to him, I told him that I love you for the sake of Allah ta'ala. And he asked, Allah, is it really for the sake of Allah? For three times I said, yes, it is really for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Then he caught his garment and he pulled me. And then he expressed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also mentioned this. This is such a great thing. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would mention to Sahaba that he loved them. He would tell Sahaba to tell other Sahaba that he loved them. So an atmosphere of love was created. Unfortunately, today we feel shy to tell a Muslim brother that I love you for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Whereas this is a thing that will create love amongst brothers. As I mentioned, once we went to Palestine in Jamaat, when we used to meet a group of people, it was a very common thing that when a person would introduce himself, before he'll even tell his name, he'll say, Inni la uhibbuk, inni uhibbuka fillah, and then he'll say his name for Ana Muhammad, Ana Ibrahim, Ana Yusuf. But before he starts, Inni uhibbuka fillah, that I love you for the sake of Allah, and then he'll introduce himself. So it was a very common thing. That person also gets used to it, that when he meets a brother, Inni uhibbuka fillah, ma ismuk, what is your name? because it became a common thing. So when we also create this common, these are things that will create love amongst the brothers, is that we don't just keep quiet about it, we express it for the sake of Allah, I love you. In other words, there's a message here also, that I don't love you because of your money, I don't love you because of your position, I don't love you because of your status and your influence and your affluence and your connections, I only love you for the sake of Allah. When that love is there, that love will remain. Person loses his money, he loses his position, he loses influence. That love was for the sake of Allah. Allah is eternal. That love also will remain right up till death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of expressing the love, of having love, of clearing any type of misgivings. Under this explanation of this hadith, one explanation is given why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him specifically to inform him, was so that he also knows that he loves him. Or there was even a possibility that there may have been some misunderstanding between these two sahaba. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted him to make an extra effort to inform that brother, that other sahabi, that he loves him. But look at the obedience. That he, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, didn't have to tell him twice or thrice. He just asked him, did you inform him? Immediately he got the message. He woke up and he went in. He informed his brother. Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq. We don't feel shy. If we did anybody wrong, we go and ask that person for maaf. We don't feel shy. Rather, we express our humility in this world, and Allah Ta'ala will cause us to escalate on the day of Qiyamah, rather than we trying to escalate ourselves in this world, and Allah Ta'ala dropping us on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.